Well, we've been talking all week, and of course we talked to our mayor on Monday, and we've talked to many people, and we had Lawrence ring up a couple of times, including yesterday, to talk about this proposed solar slash hydrogen power into the Daintree, with the federal government giving almost $1 million and then bipartisan up on that one. State Labor has also said it will also match that with $1 million. So whatever particular party wins the election on the weekend, this will still go ahead. They're going to check out whether this is a viable thing for the Daintree. There's many people who are for it. There are many people who are against it. And Hugh Spencer is one of those people, I take, is against it. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning.
Now, you rang me on Sunday and said you'd like to respond to what Julia Loy said. Now, I take it you agree with her.
Yes, basically I do. I haven't listened to her thing for a while. It's really a complicated issue, because part of the problem is that we're seeing a number of players who desperately want to get some of that government money. Sunverge would be one of them. There are a couple of others and hydrogen is currently the new sexy thing on the beach.
It's actually not on the beach. It's in the Daintree, but it's not on the beach.
On the beach, in, shall we say, in inverted commas.
Oh, I got you. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Now, listen, Hugh, just before you go any further, I'll just play you what Lawrence said to me yesterday, and I'll just get your reaction to this.
Even if we put a microgrid in the Daintree and we just ran it off a big diesel generator, our fossil fuel use would halve overnight.
Right.
And that's just that's the carpooling principle, isn't it? If six people drive a car to work, or if they share a car, they save fuel. You know, people keep saying as well, everyone's happy with their solar system, and I have to be honest, I do know people who are happy with their solar system. Particularly people who are renting houses and don't have to pay for the repairs or the power.
That's right.
And people are normally happy until they have to replace it. But I've been really disturbed to see that the DSSG has been saying that there's not enough sun to run this renewable microgrid and convert hydrogen.
Right.
Well, there's not enough sun for that. There's not enough sun for people to have their own solar systems and run them effectively either, is there?
Not really, no.
No. The real aim of this is that it's really clear they want to keep land values low so they can purchase more. And I see this as almost immoral. If you're somebody who's saved up and bought a block of land and you haven't got around to building a house on it, someone is using their influence to keep your land value low. That's not good, is it?
No, it's not really. Now, you told me when we were chatting last week, you were telling me 700 litres of diesel fuel you use, and you're only small in the scale of things.
Oh,
so 700 litres a week. I mean, it's a monstrous amount, these millions of litres of this fuel being used for generators. I don't know why something hasn't happened earlier than this.
Well, I think we're seeing now why it hasn't happened, because the groups like the Daintree or Douglas Shire Sustainability Group have undue influence. What they're effectively saying, if you read through all this stuff, is they're saying that the town plan that Mike Berwick put through years ago is inadequate. Now, there's been many opportunities to modify it since it was first put through, and instead of modifying it, they're using undue influence to further restrict the Daintree Coast community. Now, if I went to Port Douglas and tried to use my influence to restrict Port Douglas without changing the town plan, someone would shoot me.
Absolutely.
You know, when I listened the other day to your podcast about the accusation that there were statements made of dividing the community, well, that's already happening. We've all had this thing sent to us to the Daintree Coast residents that's a bit of a misleading document that tries to tell us hydrogen is impossible, more or less. When a tourist comes on holidays, they don't want someone telling them to turn their air conditioner off.
That's right.
None of us are experts on this. A lot of us like to pretend we are, but this is why we've got people like ARENA doing it for us, because, you know, they are the experts, and we're told all the time to listen to the science. But, of course, it seems that it's only listened to the science when it suits the DSSG.
So, Hugh, that document he was talking about was the document you sent out, and you sent a copy to me as well. I can't make head nor tail of it. So what's your response to what Lawrence just said there?
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. It's a tricky one. All right. Well, number one, the funding is really for a scoping study to find out whether, in fact, it's a valid concept to actually install something like that. So, I mean, probably $500,000 would have done the job rather nicely. It's a bit of a waste of money. The second issue is that all the noise about we want grid power, etc., has tended to come from the commercial organisations. It hasn't come from the domestic people, largely because they were never asked. That's always been the problem. Is if you want to get, I mean, some obviously have, but the majority of people in the area really have never been asked as to what they actually want, what they're happy with.
Let me just pick you up on that. Now, there's been 7 of these studies done this particular century and a couple last century. That's a lot of studies. If we don't know by now, when will we know?
Well, the problem is also people change, and there's quite a big turnover of residents here. A lot of people come here, they arrive here in the now past, it seems, dry, lovely dry winters, and it's lovely and sunny, and everything is hunky-dory, and they, oh, wow, this house is for sale. We can afford $110,000. Yeah, let's go for it. And in 6 months later, as the original owner of Wilderness Lodge, said to me a long time ago, I lie in bed listening to all my stuff falling apart in the night because of the humidity, etc. This is a very difficult environment to live in. It's high humidity, high rain, high fungus, which makes it very, very hard to get anything much. Trying to operate a 21st century existence is really quite difficult. In fact, damn impossible.
Now you run what's called a research station. So what are your qualifications to know any of this stuff or know about solar, hydrogen or anything else?
Oh, I consider all of it. For instance, I was, I've been working on solar even before I left California to come here.
What did you do in California? What were your qualifications there?
I was involved with solar development as well as doing my PhD.
With whom?
Oh, with a little group called Suncorp in California.
Suncorp, California.
Oh, you wouldn't know them. They've long disappeared.
All right.
I mean, hell, these things pop up and down like balloons.
Mm.
But
aren't you, you're a doctor, aren't you an expert in zoology and biology? You're not an expert in solar.
Hang on, I actually am quite expert in solar. I also spent 10 years at JCU in Electrical Engineering Department as an honorary research associate.
What's JCU, sorry?
James Cook University.
Oh, James Cook,
in
right.
Townsville.
Right.
Yeah.
James
okay.
Cook at Townsville.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how long did you spend there?
10 years.
10 years studying?
No, I was a researcher and we were doing solar related stuff too. I was involved with some of the early stuff of the Queensland government with solar.
Right. So that's what you did.
Hang on a sec.
That's what you did at the university. You researched solar for 10 years.
No, I didn't research solar for 10 years. I was involved. I did a lot of research on solar in 10 years.
Right.
I also was doing other things.
What other things did you do?
Oh, we were working on all issues with radio tracking and all sorts of things with bats because with bats.
Bats, yep. Yes, right.
Okay. But no, solar was one of the other issues that we're involved with, and as was the department at the time.
Right.
Not anymore. And I've had a considerable amount, plus the fact we've been living solar here for 31 years.
Okay. Well, just finally, can I ask you, you're obviously, there's a lot to this. How can people find out about what you think? Have you got a website? Have you got a Facebook page?
Yeah, we have
page?
A website. We haven't put anything terribly much up on it because we have lousy internet.
Oh, okay.
Like just about everybody else does.
That's another thing you need in the Daintree.
Well, yeah, that's problem is, we won't, that's a whole another issue.
Mm. But let me ask you before you go. Were you at the Crossroads Cafe last Friday night?
No, in fact, I don't think I've ever been to the Crossroads Cafe in my life.
So you weren't there last Friday night?
No, dear Rob LaPierre's got this thing that I was at the Good God, no.
Okay. Well, somebody said they saw you there on Friday.
Well, there are probably a lot of other hairy-looking old males who maybe look like me.
All right. Okay.
I can absolutely assure you I was not. In fact, I didn't even know it was operating. I knew nothing about such a meeting. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that surprises me.
No, nothing surprises you. If you lived here long enough, you know this place lives on gossip.
Right. I'm starting to learn that.
Yeah. It lives on gossip.
Right.
If you felt particularly legally inclined, you could probably make a fortune out of slander.
Slander? Okay.
Oh, hell yes. You get slandered right, left, and centre. But, you know, you just say, well, okay, well, tough shit. You know, you just have to wear it.
Okay. 30 seconds. Give me a final wrap-up of what you think should happen with the Daintree and hydrogen power, solar power. Nothing or something?
No, I think I would like to see a significant amount of money, say 50,000 per household lease, and probably a lot more for businesses to basically do two things. One of which is to upgrade their systems so they actually, even in grey weather like we have today, yet more bloody grey weather, that they would have enough power to operate quite well, and for the businesses to be able to have enough additional power that they can heavily offset their energy requirements from, say, fossil fuels. And the other thing is, of course, educate people and help people learn how to use energy much more efficiently. Because
okay.
One of the big problems we have is inefficient use of power is part of the reason why generators are running, you know, 100 kVA generator running 24 hours a day. I mean, this is crazy land.
Okay. Thank you very much, Hugh, for your time this morning.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.